Biblical Principles to Govern Our Treasure, Lesson 1. Steward. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. After creating the world in 5 days and seeing that it was good, God made man on the sixth day. And God said, "Let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground." So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27. The earth is the Lord's. When Adam and Eve were given this command, they loved God, were in harmony with him and each other, and delighted in his presence. There was no sin and no rebellion. They had joy in carrying out his will, for they recognized that they and everything in the world had been created by God. They agreed wholeheartedly with these inspired verses. Psalm 50, verses 10 through 12. All the animals of the forest are mine, and I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird on the mountains, and all the animals in the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for all the world is mine and everything in it. Psalm 24:1 goes on to say, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The world and all its people belong to him. And 1 Chronicles 29, verses 11 and 12 is an amazing summation. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and on earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things. Wealth and honor come from you alone, for you rule over everything. Power and might are in your hand, and at your discretion people are made great and given strength. Stewards. Before Adam and Eve sinned, they were in a wonderful relationship with God. They walked and talked with God daily. In addition to their walk with God, he gave them a task, or work. They were to be in charge of his physical creation. God was the ultimate owner, and they were to be faithful stewards of all that he owned. Genesis 1:28. Then God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground." A definition of a steward, as found in Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary, states, "A man employed in great families to manage the domestic concerns, superintend the other servants, collect the rents or income, keep the accounts, etc." Faithful stewards. In his letter to the Corinthians, Paul teaches that the primary requisite of a steward or manager is faithfulness. He writes, "For all things are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. This is how one should regard us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful." 1 Corinthians 3:21 and verses 23 through chapter 4, verse 2. The writer of Proverbs implies a faithful man is rare and hard to find. Proverbs 20, verse 6, a faithful man, who can find? And Numbers 12, 7, where Moses is described as a faithful steward. My servant Moses, he is faithful in all my house. Faithfulness is the very nature of God. God is faithful, we read in 1 Corinthians 1:9. Jesus is called faithful and true in Revelation 19:11. Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called faithful and true. As followers of Jesus, we are each called to be faithful stewards or managers of all that God has given us, both heavenly spiritual mysteries and earthly physical treasures. We recognize that all we have belongs to God, and that we are simply watching over what he has given us. Mixed bag. I confess that I do not always have the mindset of a faithful steward. Too often I think of my car and my house and all my stuff as belonging to me. In reality, all I have has been given to me by my Heavenly Father. James 1:17 says, "Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights." I know in my mind that everything on this earth belongs to God, but I find it hard to remember this all the time. Life is a journey, and God is patiently helping me to grow in thankfulness for all our possessions and to take care of them as if I were simply managing them as His faithful steward. Each year when I read through my Bible and come to Deuteronomy 8, I am convicted for not seeing all the good things God has given to many of us in the United States as gifts and a blessing from heaven. Here are a few verses that summarize this chapter. The Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs flowing out in the valleys and hills. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Take care, lest you forget the Lord your God. Beware, lest you say in your heart, "My power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth." Let's close in prayer. God, by your good Spirit, remind us daily that all the things we have are from you. Help us to remember that everything comes from you, and help us to be wise and faithful stewards. Amen.